Okay, so hopefully I don't get too distracted because right now I'm currently just relaxing and playing Minecraft. But I did want to talk about the last episode of Attack on Titan, which was pretty long. I know there was a split in the community of people who enjoyed it and then people who didn't. And it was kind of the same for the manga. Like, there was a lot of conversations within the anime and manga community about not really liking the ending. Personally, I thought the series as a whole was a very enjoyable one. I had a good time watching it. Yes, you had to be very patient if you were one of the ones who waited a very long time to kind of get into the show and watch it, and you had to wait year by year or even multiple years just to get another season of Attack on Titan. Now, Attack on Titan, it was one of the very first shows or very first animes that I've ever watched. Well, subbed that I've ever watched. Because a long time ago, when I first got into anime, I used to just watch it dub. And it was kind of like, I think it was Soul Eater, Sword Art Online, just a whole bunch of other ones, Yu Yu Hakusho. There's just a whole bunch of them, but I used to watch them in dub. And I didn't think that I would ever watch anything in sub. So I don't know when I started. It was either half this, or maybe it was the first season or like the first 12 episodes. I don't know. I watched them in dub because they had them in dub. And there was another season or the other 12 episodes, but they were not dubbed yet at the time. But I really loved the show so much that I was like willing to give it a chance and watch it sub. And I ended up doing just that. And that was kind of my first experience into watching sub, that I even went back and rewatched the first 12 episodes of Attack on Titan and just watched them in subbed. And from then on, I started watching like every single anime. I was like, I'm not going to wait anymore for a dub version because sometimes they take a little bit longer. And I'm just going to watch the sub version because they just come out a lot faster. There's no point in me waiting. I just don't want to wait. And that was kind of like my whole journey into watching sub anime. So Attack on Titan is definitely one of the first subs and has a place in my heart. I mean, it's been a very long journey. I will say, like, there was a lot of things that I liked about this final chapter. And I don't know, I wouldn't say it's one of my favorite chapters within the whole series. Like, there's a lot of other more impactful moments that happen throughout the show. Like, I would say around season 2, I mean, even seasons 3 and 4, or whatever you want to call them, like different parts, like the whole Levi and Kenny situation, like I really love that season, like that half of the series. But there's just a lot of in-betweens that I had favorite parts of here and there. I wouldn't say this was probably my favorite, but I still enjoyed it regardless. There were a lot of great moments. I think that it closed the chapter off very well. And I definitely had a very good time watching it, and it was a very fun experience. The action that it did have, which it was a little bit every now and then, I thought it was done very well, and I did enjoy it. And it was very heartfelt and kind of like emotional, depending on, you know, what you think about the character, because out of all the choices that Eren made, people are going to have like their own perception of it and how they kind of interpret that or what they think about the character in general, right? Some people are going to understand his actions and not agree with them. Some people are going to not understand his actions and disagree with him. Some people are going to understand his actions and disagree with him. So it's just a variety of different things and possibilities that people can kind of interpret in their own perception. So it's a unique thing, right? Like, that's the beauty of watching anime or just anything in general. Everyone has their perspective on stuff and how they interpret things. But I don't know. I personally like the way that they did the character, because from day one, he never really changed. He was kind of always the same person, and he ended up being the same person until the very end. So I feel like Eren was just always a kid, and he never really grew up because he was kind of stuck and fixated on just wanting to kill all the Titans and just protecting his friends. And that's all he ever wanted to do, no matter in what way, whether it's reckless, wrong, morally wrong or unacceptable. He just really wasn't a thinker. He was just kind of about doing what he feels, even if it was illogical. And I think they were very consistent throughout the series with that character, because he was never like the smart one when it comes to anything. Even from day one, there's a lot of things that he just did recklessly out of emotions and never really thought about a lot of stuff. And he just reacted and acted upon his emotions. So it's kind of like they stay true to his character. Even as he got older, he was just basically still a kid, because he just got power from a very young age, and like he just never really understood a lot of stuff. But I'm not going to get too much into spoilers. I'll let you know when I get into spoilers. Now, I would say I think my favorite character throughout the whole series, especially the last, not even the last two parts, but what was that? I don't know what season it was, but it was season where Eren goes to go see Reinar and stuff, to where he infiltrates them and things like that. And Eren has like that conversation, which is one of my favorite scenes, by the way, where Eren has a conversation with Reinar and he's just talking about how he doesn't blame him. And, you know, he can see it from his perspective that he had to do what he had to do. Like, from sitting on the opposite side, he knew he was doing it for the people that he loved and so on. So, like, I don't know, but my favorite character has been Reinar. It's just the fact that, like, the development that he had and the things that he went through and the struggles that he went through throughout the whole series, I think he was probably one of my favorites simply because of everything that he had to deal with, right? Like, you went, especially me, like, I went through a whole lot of emotions when it came to that character, the armored titan, simply because you end up like loving him, looking like a big brother to all of the other characters. Then you go to hating him because of what he did when you find out that he was when he was the armor titan. And then you go back to kind of understanding him because of the things that he did, when you get to know a little bit about his past and a little bit about his family and his friends. And then you end up just loving him and his redemption the way that at least for me, right? But I end up loving his redemption and how, like, in this whole series, it really wasn't about who was bad or who was good. It was just kind of like situational as to the things that they were kind of put into in the world. And depending on whose perspective you're looking at, can be made to be seen as the bad person or the good person, right? Like, Reinar was just doing what he was told, defending the people that he loved, because all this time he was just basically told that the other people on the island were just fucking brutal monsters who deserve to die, and they deserve nothing but fucking death. You know, and then Eren had justification for doing what he wanted to do because of losing his mom and like being destroyed from everything from the very beginning when the Titans attacked the place and kind of broke down the walls and stuff, which was an amazing first episode whenever I watched it for that very first time. So I really like this character. I think he developed very well throughout the whole series. And I think the other characters were pretty fine throughout this one as well. I don't think anyone really stood out for me. I still think Reinar was MVP. Like, he was taking a lot of them. But I think everyone played their role very well. I think it was very emotional and impactful. And it ended the way that at least I feel was the proper way to end it. Maybe there's a lot of different variations of how people kind of have an idea of how it should have ended, but I don't know. I'm okay with the ending and how it was. One of the things that was kind of upsetting for me was like the after or during the credit scenes of it showing. I didn't really understand it. Like, I guess I put my own interpretation when it came to it, but I don't know if that's even accurate in kind of assuming the things that I thought from what they shown within this, like the slideshow that they were kind of doing at the very end or post credit scenes, which I'm not going to talk about right now. I'll talk about it in a little bit. But yeah, overall, I had a good time. I thought it was a very enjoyable experience, very emotional. It was a roller coaster. I think, especially if you've never seen it, you should definitely watch everything from start to end. If this is your first time watching anything Attack on Titan, it's definitely worth it. Now, if you haven't watched the final part, then, you know, definitely watch it before you listen to the rest of the episode, because I'm going to get into spoilers. But yeah, overall, I had a really good time watching it. It was very enjoyable. And yeah, I don't regret my time with it. You know, I'm glad that this series was made. you know, who knows if it'll ever get remade again. You know how they're always making remakes far, far into the future. I could be in like my 60s and they're remaking Attack on Titan. And, you know, I would still proudly and happily watch it, even a remake. And it's the same thing over again, to see like the newer generations kind of react to the pure greatness that was, that we waited years to witness. But that's just my personal perspective on it. So I'm going to get into spoilers. If you haven't watched it, definitely watch it before you listen to the rest of this. If you don't care about spoilers, then just don't worry about it. And yeah, just feel free to listen while I give my thoughts on certain spoilers. So anyways, now that we're into that, I don't even know how to explain the post-credit scenes, because it's the first thing that I want to talk about. And I'm not going to try to unscramble the things that are on my mind. I'm just going to be as simple as I can, because I still have to think about this before I even completely or fully analyze and talk about it. But I'm just going to be brief about it. So the ending kind of confused me, because I think that was a descendant from Eren. I could be wrong, right? Like, you see the tree at the very end all over again. And the same way that Ymir found a tree in a big hole in that tree. And it's kind of, it's left to interpretation that he assumed that it's one of Eren's descendants. And that tree is kind of like the tree of life, that where you go in and then you find like that centipede looking squid monster water thing where Ymir got her powers and became the Fountain Titan. And I feel like the cycle just kind of repeated itself with Eren's descendant or some kind of relative. I could be wrong. I have no idea. I mean, someone that we know that's closely related, maybe, or maybe not even related, but just kind of part of that island, from that island or whatever. So it just makes me think the cycle repeat, because that's where Eren died. And then that tree, he's technically gave life to that tree that was there, because that's where he was buried. And then that tree has special powers simply because he had special powers. Because I don't know how it started at the very beginning, right? Like, all we know is Ymir fell into a tree. We don't have no idea where that tree came from. We have no idea where that centipede alien looking thing came from. So it's kind of like, yeah, the origins of that are unknown. And I feel like if it's just kind of repeating itself, some kind of energy, then the cycle repeats. He becomes the Fountain Titan now. And then, you know, he ends up, if he decides to, I guess, because it depends, the scenario can go differently. Because, you know, Ymir ended up making more of herself by, you know, reproducing, because, you know, the king wanted more people to have her blood. Who knows what this other character, if that's what's assumed, that it was just another tree that's going to make Titans again, that if he reproduces, he'll be able to pass down his genes to where they can just remake all the Titans all over again, and they'll have like the special abilities, like the main ones that are closely like related to him for his firstborn. And I don't know if that was kind of a hint for that. It's left up to interpretation, I would assume, or it was just kind of a symbolic way to say this is where Eren died and this is kind of the tree, and it just symbolizes that war will never end, and it's kind of a repeating cycle that people are always going to viciously fight. No matter how much peace you try to bring into society or the world, you can prolong it for a while, but eventually in the end, people are going to fight and wars are going to happen no matter what. Even if you prolong the time frame of that, it's still going to happen, which Eren kind of accomplished, because he just wanted his friends and families and the people that he loved to just be kind of safe and live a happy life. And he did that, right? It was peaceful for a while, and it took a long time, even with the slideshow that they were showing us in the after credits or post credit scenes. And yeah, he kind of accomplished that, right? Like, there was no fights, no wars for a very long time. So it took a while for that to happen, and then it took a while for the other scenes to happen after the war and all the destruction that happened, because we can see far into the future of all the cities and civilization that were kind of built up throughout the credits. So I thought that was a pretty unique touch to it, and I actually enjoyed that. It's kind of symbolic, basically saying that, you know, you can stop wars for a while and stop the fighting, but people are still going to hold on grudges, or people are always going to have their reasons for fighting and spread rumors and all of these things. But inevitable, it's going to be fighting regardless of what you try to do or however long you try to prolong it. So it's kind of sad to see, but it's like the realistic ideology of like things just happening in society where there's always just fights going on regardless of how much peace you try to bring along with people. So it was sad, but I did like that type of ending. And I guess the last thing I'll touch on is the fact that Aaron is the one that kind of killed his mom. Because everything that he was able to see, past, present, and future, he was basically in control of everything the way that I understood it. And everything was always going according to his plan. And he was able to see everything at all times, which was kind of like a mindfuck thing to him. And it kind of got overwhelmed. And he just got power at a very young age and didn't really know how to use it. So it just kind of got to his head. And being able to see like all of these things from a very young age and just kind of repeating itself, he just did what he thought he couldn't do so he can make himself to be the villain so people can kind of unite and go against him and give him the option to like take him down so he can prevent people from having wars, at least while they're like that generation is alive. And he did that. He accomplished that by preventing many generations from fighting, and it took a while, like I said. So, I don't know. There were a lot of other great moments as well. I mean, like I said, it was very emotional whenever Mikasa kind of took his head off. And I assume that she married someone, but she always had the attachment to Eren and she always loved him. And she never took off the scar. So, it's like she died with the scar. And I thought that was very brutal for me. It's like, damn, like you're going to show that? Is she still wearing the scar? But it's also fucked up that she got married. At least it seemed like she got married. It looked like she was with someone. Could be wrong, but it looked like she was with someone. And if she was, it's kind of sad because obviously she was just in love with Eren and she was always wearing that scarf. And like, just imagine her significant other probably knows nothing about that, and she's just, you know, trying to move on, but she can't help but still be in love with them. So I don't know, there's a lot of ways to interpret that, but that's kind of how I understood it. And when it goes to the rest of the characters, I think Armin was okay. I don't know. He didn't really, like, his voice actor definitely did a fucking fantastic job. And I think all the actors did a fantastic job when it came to, like, the voice acting. I thought the music was phenomenal and stuff. But I don't know. I didn't really feel that much from him, to be honest. Like, yeah, he had important roles throughout the series. And, you know, he was the main one that he needed to utilize the plan that they all had together because he's, you know, he's the Colossal Titan and stuff. So all of that makes sense. But I don't know. There were more impactful characters throughout this last episode that I thought were more beneficial and more important and at least got more screen time. And, you know, they kind of felt like more of an MVP role. So yeah, but it's not to say that he did a bad job or anything. It's just like his role, like he had his own significance in it, right? And yeah, but I really like to see like the Levi's revenge. He gave no fucks. He was like just going for the kill. He was just like, nah, I'm not letting you out. You're like dead. I made a promise and I'm fucking killing you. And kind of Zeke accepted it, right? Like he already knew what time it was. He already knew Levi promised that. He was, at least to me, it looked like he was just accepting his death. And like he just expected it already, so he just knew and just kind of, you know, freely stood there to kind of die off because it needed to happen in order for the rumbling to kind of stop and stuff. So yeah, overall, definitely a good time. I enjoyed it. Gonna miss the hell out of the show. Always had something to look forward to watching or for the future, for it coming out, just kind of waiting years for it. And now that it's over, you know, it's gonna have a place in my heart. But hopefully you guys also enjoyed that last episode or the whole series in general. I think it's definitely going to be an experience for people who never watched it. And, you know, you're going to, like, have a friend who hasn't watched it and you're probably going to tell them, yo, you should watch this series. And they're going to binge watch it. And, like, you're going to wish you can relive those moments and those memories. Like, you erase them from your mind and be able to, like, just enjoy the series and binge watch it from a new perspective and like have a fresh clean slate. Like damn, it's gonna be awesome for those who haven't watched it or for those who are getting into anime or even newer generations that are, you know, when they reach of age that they give Attack on Titan a chance. So I think it's definitely gonna be a classic. And I don't know, I could be just hyping it up too much, right? But that's just my thoughts on it. So anyways, thanks for listening. That's really all I have to talk about. Have a lovely rest of your night or day whenever you're listening. And I'll talk to you in the next one. So yeah, take care.